morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Happy Friday, First Amendment Friday, which means, hey, you know what that means. It means it's time for your calls. 715-845-2155. First up this morning, Chuck, good morning.
Good morning, Meg. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for holding over during the break. It was kind of a long one.
Yeah, not a problem. Say, I've got a question. I have an absentee ballot for Wood County. And the referendum question on here is, I'll quote it, should the Wisconsin legislature create a law allowing for direct ballot initiatives for statewide legislation, yes or no? So we're trying to figure out how to vote for this as a conservative. Are they trying to take something away from us or try to do something good for us?
Ooh, I want to look it over. Have you contacted, if you're in Rapids, I'm guessing your state representative is Scott Krug. Have you reached out to him? Paging Scott
No.
Krug, are you listening? I'd love for you to call in. Text me, and then we can get you on the program. He could answer this, I'm certain. Or even State Senator Pat Teston. You know, if you would, I'm just trying to think. I mean, I think that would be, well, I mean, you can send me a copy of it, and you know, I can reach out to one of those guys and see what they say, and then follow up on it next week if you'd like. This is repeat it again. It's a referendum on the for the November ballot.
Correct, for Wood County.
For Wood County, okay, all right.
And it says, should the Wisconsin legislature create a law allowing for direct ballot initiatives for statewide legislation? Yes or no?
Gosh, you know, I'm always suspect of anything, including referendums.
Yeah, it's the way they always word it. So it's like, you know, if they word it one way, then and I vote the wrong way, then it's good for them, not us.
Guess what? I have a guest co-host that's coming into feedback to answer your question, our delightful Chris Conley. Chris!
Oh, God help us. But I heard this in my office and couldn't help myself.
Oh,
I got up from my
in.
Chair like I was sitting on a spring. This is an advisory question. So, I mean, what you decide in Wood County is not going to have any impact. It's a political question. This is Governor Evers' scheme to try and get the abortion industry started up again in Wisconsin. Governor Evers says if we can propose direct legislation, you have to change the state constitution for that, then someone can put a question on the ballot, should abortion be legal in Wisconsin? That's what Governor Evers wants. Now, next week, there'll be a special session of the legislature. Republicans will gavel in and gavel out and won't take any action. So this is not going anywhere. But that's why it's on the ballot. Governor Evers sees this as a backdoor way to undo Wisconsin's bans on abortion. And, as I've brilliantly pointed out in an earlier Conley commentary, if this happens, conservatives can take down all kinds of things that are popular with liberals, like affirmative action to get into college. That doesn't test very well. Bans on critical race theory. I mean, all you have to do is get the signatures to put it on the ballot, and then those things could be banned. I think, though, there'd be a court challenge to all of this. And Wisconsin's Constitution says laws originate in the legislature. So I'm not sure if any of this is legal, but that's why it's there. It's an Evers way to restart the abortion industry. In
the Evers end around. So, Chuck, you got your answer. It's more than you bargained for. And, gosh, God, you got to love Chris, huh?
Yes. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Meg. So I take it then that would be a no on that because we don't want to have that end around that Evers is trying to do.
Pardon my indelicate answer, but that would be a hell no. All right.
All right.
All right.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Well, hey, thanks for calling in. Thanks for asking the question. And gosh, you can always find a good resource in our friend Chris Connolly. So have a great weekend.
Thank you. Both you too.
Thank you. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning, Meg. This is Martin from Friendship.
Hi, Martin.
Wisconsin. Hi. You always put on a great show, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You know, speaking of the family and the left's attempt to destroy the family structure, that's what they did to the black community. How has that worked out for them? They've destroyed the black families, and many of them have suffered the consequences for four decades, five decades. Mm-hmm. And so they think that that's the way to go. I sure hope it doesn't pan out that way, but that's their goal is to destroy the family structure.
Right,
and they
sure
did it.
Is.
They did it to the blacks.
Yeah, well, and it's a good I guess a good point. It's a sad point in our nation's history, and I mean it's almost as if you know this is one of the great experiments of the left is to actually break down the black family, and it's a tragedy. It's an American tragedy.
Well, it sure is.
Thanks for calling in, Martin. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Megan. Thanks.
Thank you. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. So I was made aware of this little ditty. Well, not as if it's going to surprise anybody. It will aggravate you. I'm fairly certain of that. But the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh has they have a women's studies department, but they also have a women's center. And this is, and I'm sure they have one on every campus and I wonder if they have, now that I'm thinking about it, I wonder if they have a men's center. Do you think? Do you suppose anybody would be upset if there were a men's center at the universities in which topics that are of interest to men were focused upon? Probably would be a problem, don't you think? Well, anyway, so this is at UW Oshkosh, and this is actually someone sent me this, a photograph of, it looks like it might be like a common area, maybe a cafeteria type setting. And on the screen, it says intro to kink and BDSM. Yep, this is taxpayer funded stuff, crapola, as I would like to say. The Women's Center at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh they're hosting a number of events that I'm sure you'll be interested in, not really interested, you'll be angered in hearing about. Here's one that's, okay, sorry, this is relatively indelicate, so if you're listening with children, turn the radio off for just a second. Peachy Keen, an intro to anal sex. Yes, that's one of the women's events that's being hosted by the Women's Center at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. Sex Ed Olympics. I'm not going to even detail what is involved with that. There's also, here, let me just see. I already said the intro to kink and BDSM. The Tool Shed, located in Milwaukee. Oh, is this one actually? Oh, maybe this is at UW-Milwaukee. Who knows? No, UW-Oshkosh. Oh, the Tool Shed is a separate entity. Oh, thank God I've clarified. The Tool Shed, located in Milwaukee, is a mission. A mission-driven, what's their mission? Education-based sex toy store. Oh, yeah, just read further, Meg. Where people of all genders and sexual orientations can explore their sexuality in a positive environment and be treated with respect by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. The Tool Shed. Oh, great. Great news. I'm sure it's great news to parents who are paying high dollar for education at any of the University of Wisconsin campuses, but the Tool Shed will be visiting UWO to facilitate an introductory session to kink and BDSM. Oh, I'm telling you, that's all I'm going to say on that. It's frustrating, but yet not at all surprising. You know, when I was in college, and granted, I went to a Catholic school, but, you know, sometimes they're not, you know, they've lost their way as well. But when are they going to focus on equipping young people with the skills that they need in order to function in society? BDSM? I know. Sorry that I had to even repeat that. Hopefully you are, you can turn up your radios now, and obviously if you have them down, you're not going to be able to hear me say that. But a couple other things I want to cover, and then I'll be happy to take your call, 715-845-2155. Mortgage rates skyrocket in 1 week, highest in 15 years. Thank you, Brandon. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. A new high since 2008-2009. The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage climbed to 6.7%. So all this talk about these hand-wringing, from these hand-wringing liberals that complain that there's no affordable housing in our communities, in our cities. Well, it's your policies that are driving the driving inflation and driving the cost of interest rates to go up. So, you know, you are your and our, you're everyone's worst enemy, lefties. So leave the policy making to those that actually understand economics rather than you who, I don't know, I'm really not sure. I guess this these topics that they're teaching at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, maybe that's your specialty. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. This is Terry. And this is kind of a general statement or question. I have a friend who lives in Pennsylvania. We were talking about the mayoral, you know, race. She was very unfamiliar with a lot of things, which surprised me. That got me wondering, do you know if there is a conservative radio station there or someplace where she can find information other than just the regular media?
Yes, WSAU.com. Well, actually, I'm sure that there is. I don't know if there's any local coverage. Tell her to move to Wisconsin. Tell her to move to central Wisconsin. She could just listen to me. But I do not know. I mean, maybe you can do this on her behalf. You can do some digging. This the program that I am a part of, one of the reasons that I guess I got hired for the for WSAU or to have a program on WSAU is because I pitched the idea to management about having it about it being a local. Having a local flavor, and so that was the objective, was to bring local politics and appeal to the listeners that are in this, you know, in this local listening area, and so that was the objective. I don't know, I mean, it really depends on, you know, where she is located in. I think you said Pennsylvania, but
right.
I think it's, I mean, if I'm correct, I don't think, other than, you know, Joe Giganti, now he's syndicated, so he's gearing his programming to a national audience with people from out of state tuning in. But this program will always, I promise you, I guess unless they dangle $1 million in front of me, it will always have a local bent, because that was my whole objective in being. And when I talked with management about this position, I said, you know, I only want to do this if I can do it with a local bent to it. So I don't know why I can't think of the right word, but a local coverage and just based on what I think those who are, you know, who are tuning in our local area would be most interested in. So that's, I guess it's kind of a long answer to your short question.
Well, I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. And be sure to tell your friend to tune in to WSAU.com if she doesn't find anything else, right?
That's a great idea.
All right. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling in. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. 715-845-2155. Time for a few more calls before I go to break. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Good morning. I had a good friend that passed on a good mantra to me years ago, and he says, I'm never surprised, but constantly amazed. And the second thing is, all of the, you know, gays, transsexuals, it's really unfortunate that they have to identify themselves by their sexual preference or their whatever you want to call it, and not their accomplishments or their goals.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point. I mean, because, you know, I don't march around going, woohoo! Hi, good morning. I'm Meg Ellefson, heterosexual. No.
Exactly.
You know, I you know, that I think that's the job of the left, is that they like to put people into categories rather than acknowledging that perhaps there are some similarities in us. They want to drive a divide and highlight our differences, and that's the MO of the left. And so that's, I guess, the way that those on the left have been conditioned to think, is that they have to identify as something. You know, it's the same. It's the same way with how you look on the outside. I mean, I don't want to always refer to it as skin color, because really, ultimately, I say that that's so shallow for the left to always be so wrapped up in, you know, the whole racist narrative, or to talk about skin color. I mean, that's just how we look on the outside. Let's talk about who we are on the inside. And they can't do that, because often there's really not a lot going on the inside, sadly.
We're all humans, and we're all children of God.
Amen.
Doesn't matter.
I agree. Amen. What a great point. Hey, what's your first name?
Tim.
Tim. Hey, thanks for calling in this morning. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. I'm keeping an eye on the clock here. A couple other things before I go to break. I know that there is, and of course it's behind me, so I know that there is a special Saturday campaign event with the Marathon County Republican Party, and I believe Tom Tiffany's campaign is organizing it. And if I reach, all right, I got it. Sorry, that was really not good radio. But tomorrow there is an event, Help Us Take the Republican Message to the Hmong and Hispanic Communities in Wausau. And this is from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. Join us for a fantastic full day of door knocking to reach the Hmong and Hispanic communities in Wausau. Refreshments and lunch will be provided. If you can't attend the whole event, no problem. Join us for as little or as long as you can. Haven't door knocked before? No problem. It's actually really easy. You just raise your hand up in the air and you put your hand in a fist and then just knock. Or ring the doorbell. It's even easier. It's that simple. And honestly, you're just going to have a conversation. You're citizen to citizen. Just a kind, honest conversation with your fellow human being. October 1st. Oh, it's actually, yes, October 1st. I was just like, oh my gosh, is tomorrow September 31st? Nope. Don't want to confuse you. Tomorrow is October 1st. Oh, my gosh. Meet in the office at 9:30 a.m., and that's the GOP office, which is on the campus of Wausau Homes, 1489 Village Way. It says Cronenwetter, but I beg to differ. I sort of feel like that's Schofield or Rothschild or something, but whatever. You can see it right off of I-39. 9:30 in the morning is when they'll meet, convene, and come up with a game plan to spread the Republican message. Conservative message is what I always like to say. I got to go to a break, and I'll be back with final thoughts on WSAU feedback. For joining me on WSAU Feedback, I'm Meg Ellison. Oh, it's going to be a great weekend. Beautiful weather. Enjoy it while you can. Probably a good opportunity to get out and do kind of your final yard work for the season. I don't want to tell you to do work, but you know what? It'll be an opportunity to be outdoors and enjoy God's great creation. I was like sifting through all of my stories, and I was trying desperately to find something happy to leave you with, and I couldn't find a happy headline. So I'm not going to share anything, any more bad news. I'm just going to encourage you to get out and enjoy your weekend. Get out and enjoy this beautiful day that God has made. And I look forward to, hey, guess what? I'll be talking to you next month, which is actually starts tomorrow. Got a boogie. However, I will share this last thing with you to think about from Calvin Coolidge. No person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Gotta go. Have a great weekend. God bless. Talk with you again on Monday.